Thank you, Pam. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you that we're able to be here this afternoon to worship you and to look at your word. And we just pray, Lord, that from these verses of scripture, you will speak to each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if we thought that the years of discussion about Brexit were interesting, and then the negotiations about our withdrawal from Europe, how about the last 2 years of the pandemic? These are things that we just didn't think we would ever see. And now Europe faces the invasion of Ukraine by Russia. Will we ever end needing to pray for relations between nation states, I wonder? Probably never. I heard recently that there are currently over 40 armed conflicts going on around the world today. Some are large scale and some are smaller. In May 1940, 200,000 British and Commonwealth soldiers were stuck in France with the German army capturing Calais and getting closer and closer to Dunkirk, where all the soldiers were going. On the 23rd of May, King George VI requested that the following Sunday should be observed as a national day of prayer. At the beginning of that week started the greatest evacuation of the British Army has ever undertaken, or ever since. But we know how the story ended. Thousands of ships were conscripted and sent over the Channel to rescue the soldiers. Incredibly, though, the German army were so close to capturing the British army. But Hitler decided that his army should stop pursuing the British army. I think it was about 3 or 4 days, because actually Hitler was under the impression that actually the British could just turn around and overrun the Germans. The miracle evacuation is actually brilliantly captured in the amazing film Dunkirk. Our scripture reading in verse 16, it says, "Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed." The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. I know that James is talking about prayer for physical healing in this reading. But what we are talking about here is healing between nations. With World War I, it took many years of prayer and conflict to see the end of the war. And when it comes to the current state of conflict in Ukraine, the prayers of Christians in Ukraine and Russia and believers all around the world will be answered, but probably not the way we all want. James makes reference to the prayer that Elijah has for the rains to stop and for the droughts in Israel. In fact, Elijah does not really pray. He actually makes a prophetic declaration in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1. Elijah says this. He says, "As surely as the Lord lives, no rain or dew will fall during the next few years unless I command it." Over the next few years, we hear about the mother and child who sacrifice their last portion of food for Elijah. And then God miraculously provides flour for the mother and child until the drought is ended. And then there is the standoff with the prophets of Baal. Elijah challenges 450 prophets of Baal. And the challenge is that they have to build a fire with wood, kill a bull, place the bull over the fire, and then ask their God to set the fire going. Well, if you've read the story, you'll know that the prophets of Baal, they are calling out to their God all the day long in absolute frustration. And then it comes to the evening, and Elijah says, right, it's my turn to get my fire ready. So he places all his wood on an altar. He has this bull slaughtered and chopped up and put on the fire. But he thinks to himself, I want to show off the power of my God. So he has a trench built around around the fire. And then three cups of water are drenched over this fire. Anybody who has tried to, you know, get a barbecue going will know that, you know, getting a good fire going is not always easy, is it? But, you know, anybody ever got a barbecue going with throwing water over it? Has anyone ever been successful at getting a fire going? Probably not. The prophets of Baal fail, but Elijah calls out to God, and God sets this fire going. James reminds us that it is our God who answers the prayer of his people. As we emerge from the pandemic, as we see restrictions eased, there will be fear for the future. As we hear about wars and rumors of wars, let us not be surprised. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 6, Jesus says to his disciples, "You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come." And when he talks about the end, he's talking about the return of Jesus and the creation of a new heaven and earth. So, let us today turn to Christ Jesus. Let us receive the righteousness that comes from him. We can't earn our righteousness. We can't make ourselves righteous. We are just righteous because of what Jesus has done on the cross for each and every one of us. Let us put our trust and faith in Christ today. And let us pray, because the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Amen.